This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension. There are an array of foliar feeding insects in soybean fields right now. It is sometimes hard to determine the percent defoliation and to identify which insects are causing the defoliation in your soybean crop. First, as soybeans begin to set pods, an insecticide treatment is generally not warranted until the combined defoliation of all the pests is 20% and the active feeding is still occurring. Most people tend to overestimate the percent defoliation. You need to assess the average defoliation across the entire plant, not just the upper leaves. Additionally, you need to look at the defoliation just beyond the field borders. So, to estimate the percent defoliation, follow these four steps. First, remove the leaves from the top, middle, and third of 9 randomly selected plants across the field. Discard the most and least damaged leaves. Then you'll have about 25 leaves. Compare those 25 leaves to a reference image chart that shows percent defoliation of leaf, and you can find that at croptechcafe.org. And repeat this step for several locations within a field, and then check other fields that you have besides. Here's a list of foliar feeding insects I saw during the July 16th Dodge County Crop Condition Tour and other fields I visited this past week. Caterpillars and larvae included the thistle caterpillar, alfalfa caterpillar, green cloverworm, stock borer, and yellow-striped armyworm. Beetles included the beanleaf beetle, southern corn rootworm beetle, and grape claspis. Grasshopper species included the red-legged grasshopper and probably some others. For more information about the crop tour, pictures of these insects, and reference image for percent defoliation, please visit our local website at croptechcafe.org or give me a call at 727-2775. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.